I applied for a gym membership. I used it in hopes that I would shed a few pounds for the new year. But if you want the real truth, nobody uses the gym for that reason anyways. The guys who come there probably use steroids anyways. None of the guys got their muscles naturally. The girls who are there usually are already toned. Probably have assistance from the knife. Tried so hard to look like Kim Kardashian and succeeded, since these days it takes very little to look like Kim Kardashian. The guys don't actually work out, they pretend to know what they are doing, but the reality is they don't. The girls also don't exercise either. They spend 60% gossiping about bitchy friends or about their life as a mom. The 40% is taking selfies and posting it to Instagram. They are Instagram models pretending to care about exercising. The dudes also talk a lot too, usually about how attractive the girls are, but not because they are hot, but because they have the proportions right. 3'6", 2'4", 2'6". Only if she's 5'3". Sometimes though they like to talk about how you are doing it wrong, you are harming yourself. The girls don't notice this, because they are too busy talking to someone else. They just want to be left alone, yet they still have to talk to other women. Willing to talk to guys, but it's usually because they are either in the way of the equipment, the guys are loud and obnoxious, or there is someone who is attracted, but acts like he doesn't know, when the reality is he does know. He's pretending to be modest about it, to fit to these guy persona. The dude is desperate to get laid, so he will do anything to prove himself. The woman always dress in a specific way, because they want the guy's attention. But then when confronted by an actual guy, they act all sheepish and say they don't. It then involves petty arguments until sexual harassment allegations follow. The guy tries to prove himself, but it fails and he is ejected from the gym and all arrested by the police. The woman feels guilty, but feels like she needs to protect her image. The guy knows he's a douchey bag, but has to maintain the stereotypical bro type. Otherwise they consider him gay. Homophobia for the win. The woman who rejected the guy still has to listen to what he was having to talk about absolute garbage. Even when she snaps and says shut up, the woman she is talking to her sister to rant about how rude she is. What progress does make? Why other dudes try to exercise but they feel threatened by the presence of other dudes? They are suddenly not interested anymore in women, but still stare regardless, because they can't help but look at the back. Men's nature is to blame. Meanwhile, the woman manages to rack 50,000 likes on her gym photos without doing a single ounce of exercise. When the photos are done, she thanks the staff and leaves. She went there to do basically nothing. The guys drank the staff with a fist bump, which the staff yanked with a classic fist. The dudes were about having made no progress on their exercise. The women will talk too much are often locked in whilst they still talk about stuff nobody even cares for. Nobody can hear them anyways. So in short, we have a gym that is used for anything but the gym.